Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various designers from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez. And yung mga information and learnings na makukuha ko from other people na nakakolaborate ko can be reassembled in many ways. Minsan, we can get some interesting ideas and sometimes there are meaningful ideas that could lead to meaningful results. And one of the things that I've found then is that most of the time, a lot of amazing ideas do not come from inside your head, but from the social interactions you've made. This is a special episode of Creative Incubator as we end this season. I would also like to thank you for listening and supporting our podcast. On this episode, I talk about why creativity is hard, what to do about it, and many more. This is episode 20, the last episode for this season. Hi, I'm Lad, and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode. Hi! Thank you for tuning in sa ating 20th episode. This is the 20th episode of Creative Incubator. And first of all, gusto ko muna magpasalamat sa iyo sa pakikinig dito sa ating mga episodes. Marami na tayong mga guests na na-invite dito sa podcast. And maraming salamat sa patuloy na pagsubaybay. And marami pa akong inihanda, marami pa akong inimbitahang mga guests to talk about their creativity, to talk about their creative journey, and to talk about how they unleash their creativity. And this is a special episode because hindi lang dahil sa ito yung 20th episode, but this is also the season ender of the podcast. Hindi pa naman tayo magtatapos, no? I mean, hindi pa ito yung huling episode. This is just the season ender and I am just starting with the first 20 episodes. So marami tayong mga goals dito sa Creative Incubator. And if you have recommendations, suggestions, and may mga idea kayo or ano yung mga gusto nyong pag-usapan dito sa ating podcast. Because like what I always said, dito sa Creative Incubator, we are not only focusing on design, arts, graphic design, but overall in creativity. Kaya we have different or mga variations sa mga different creatives yung mga ini-invite natin dito, no? So hindi lang about design, but we have also dancing, di ba? So sa mga susunod na mga episodes, mag-invite ako about engineering, about architecture, about singing. Basta everything to do with creativity. Yan. Kasi I strongly believe that we are all creative. Sa, nasa kahit nasa anong field ka man or nasa anong industry ang ginagalawan mo, as long as you are creating something, you are creative. And speaking of creativity, what we are going to talk about for this special episode is about why it's hard to be creative. Nasabi ko nga kanina na lahat tayo creative, no? So may mga sinasabi tayo sa sarili natin na hindi naman ako creative or hindi naman ako magaling. Maybe napagpapalit lang natin, no? Or napag-iisa natin yung ibig sabihin ng pagiging artistic or ng pagiging creative. Because that is two different words or two different definitions. So, baka yun yung sinasabi natin, no, na hindi ako creative or maybe hindi ka artistic kasi hindi ka magaling mag-drawing, hindi ka marunong mag-illustrate or mag-painting. That's where you tell yourself na hindi ka artistic. Pero creative, maybe there's something in you na hindi mo pa nakita, na hindi mo pa nahanap. Right? Pero maybe that's a topic for another episode because creativity is really a broad topic. What I'm going to focus on to our 20th episode is the struggles of being creative. I know pinagdadaanan niya to, lalo na yung mga creative blocks dahil for the past 20 episodes, yun yung mga napag-uusapan natin about unleashing your creativity. But here are some things na nakuha ko rin while talking sa mga previous guests natin and sa mga personal experiences ko na rin, no? Again, creativity doesn't come out of thin air. Hindi naman yan basta-basta na lumalabas. Hindi lang basta-basta na, uy, creative tayo, creative ako ngayon. Marami akong naiisip ngayon. May mga ganun. Some days we feel na creative tayo pero may mga araw na hindi natin ma-squeeze yung mga ideas natin out of our minds. And maybe that's one of the reasons kung bakit natin naiisip na mahirap maging creative, dahil madalas pino-force natin yung mga sarili natin para maging creative. Actually, hindi mo naman kailangan i-force yung sarili mo na mag-create. Minsan mga, di ba, yung mga ideas, lumalabas yan pag natutulog tayo, pag nagpapahinga tayo, or kahit wala tayong ginagawa, or kahit naglalakad. Di ba? Pero to be honest, no, it's sometimes hard to be creative. Hindi lang dahil mahirap mag-isip ng ideas, pero for some personal reasons, isa na rin dun yung mga self-taught. Isa na rin dun yung negative self-talk na hindi sinasabi natin sa sarili natin na hindi ako creative and many more. Diba? And ayun nga yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon sa ating episode. Again, why it's hard to be creative and what to do about it. So there are things na ginagawa ko for us to, para maging easy sa atin yung pagiging creative. But first, let's start by defining creativity. So sabi ni Robert E. Pranken, creativity is defined as the tendency to generate or recognize ideas, alternative or possibilities that may be useful in solving problems, communicating with others, and entertaining ourselves and others. Wala namang nabanggit na artistic or pag-drawing or painting, di ba? It's also about the ability to connect ideas na hindi pa napagko-connect. It's our ability or your ability to solve problems or the way you express your emotions or yung feeling mo sa ibang tao or sa sarili mo. Hindi lang siya, again, limited sa mga artists, sa mga designers, or even sa mga writers. And paulit-ulit kong sasabihin that I strongly believe that every human being is creative. In a way, we all create every day. Now, yes, we are all creative, pero bakit ang hirap para sa atin na maging creative? And there are, I think, 4 reasons why. Ito lang yung based on my experience and based sa mga taong na kukwentuhan ko about creativity, no? Pero here are some kung bakit ba mahirap, paano ba maging creative. Unang-una dyan is generating new ideas. Actually, this is the hardest part of being creative, na makapag-generate ka ng mga new ideas, na makahanap ka ng idea na makakapag-resonate sa emotions mo, sa feelings mo, or kung paano mo siya gusto. Pero ideas don't come out of thin air. And madalas, naghihintay tayo ng inspiration to come before we create. Di mo na alam kung saan kukuha ng ideas. And it seems that parang yung mga ideas na maiisip mo are already created. One of my favorite authors, si Austin Kleon, sabi niya na you have to free yourself from the burden of trying to be completely original. Kasi in reality, wala nang original sa mundo. Do you agree? We have to understand that all creative work builds on what came before. Like for example, itong creative incubator, yung idea na to came out from a different idea. And yung idea na yon, kinuha ko sa mga different ideas as pinagsama-sama ko dito sa podcast na to. Then, nakagbuo ako ng panibagong ideas. You just have to embrace that mahirap makapag-create ng new idea. Pero when you get inputs or get insights from other people, it could be easier for us. Diba? And we can generate new ideas from those previous ideas. Then, second reason why it's hard to be creative is I'm guilty of this. Yung perfectionism. Now, nasa ano tayo eh, we are constantly in the loop of being perfect. Na kailangan pag may ginawa ka, it should be in the highest standards, or at least for us. Pero again, hindi naman masamang magkaroon ka ng standard, no? Pero don't be too perfect about it. So pag gumagawa tayo ng isang bagay, sinasabi natin na, ay, hindi pa perfect. Tapos gagawa ulit tayo. Yeah, it's not yet perfect. Then again, paulit-ulit until wala na tayong na-create output. Wala namang masama, again, if we want to make it perfect. We just wanted, syempre, na to show quality output. But don't stay longer to perfect things, because you'll never get satisfied. The third reason is the online trap. Being creative in the online world is hard. Minsan hindi natin alam kung para saan at kung para kanino ba yung ginagawa natin. May mga tendency tayo na ma-interpret yung mga likes, yung mga hearts, or yung mga reactions into the value of what we are doing. So pag nakakuha tayo or wala tayong nakuhang reactions, you might stop making stuff. You stop posting or you stop creating things. Or maybe gagawa ka nga ng isang bagay pero not for yourself but to just show on your followers feed na para lang ma-please yung mga audience mo. Nasasacrifice na yung mga gusto mong gawin. Ako personally, I felt into this trap many times na rin. Na pag gumagawa ako ng isang bagay or may sinusulat ako, gumagawa ako ng video, every time I post something, almost every minute or almost every day, chine-check ko yung post ko na yon para makita kung meron na bang likes or mga nag-comment. Tapos pag nakita ko and walang kahit isang reaction, nako, I felt sad and iniisip ko na baka hindi maganda yung ginawa ko. Pero later on, I realized that those are not the defining metric for value. Ulitin ko. Those are not the defining metric for value. Kung walang likes or followers, hindi naman ibig sabihin nun na hindi maganda yung gawa mo. Siguro, hindi lang yan na-hit yung tamang audience. So ask yourself, are you creating for the audience who want to see your work? Or gusto mong gumawa para makapag-create ka for yourself and for the things that you love? Yung creativity kasi pwedeng selfish, pwede rin siyang selfless. You're creating for other people or you can create for yourself. Walang mali dun. Then the last reason is the consistency pressure. It's hard to be creative kasi as creative people, we have this notion na kailangan natin na mag-create everyday. Na kailangan nating magpakita ng output sa mga audience natin every single day. That's the pressure of being creative, lalo na if you're a person na gusto lagi nagpapakita ng gawa, nagpapakita ng output. This is also in connection with the online trap na we have followers to please and algorithm to follow. Kailangan consistent tayo. Araw-araw tayo nagpo-post para magustuhan ng algorithm yung mga post natin tsaka yung mga ipapost natin in the future. May mga ganun tayong notion eh. Na palagi natin iniisip na kailangan consistent tayo as much as possible. We publish our works every single day so that the algorithm will favor us. Yep, it's good na sumunod at gawin yung algorithm. Pero don't make it to a point na you only depend on that. Lalo na if you're just starting out. Just create things first. Wag mo muna isipin yung algorithm. For me, the best algorithm is to just create. It's a process eh, and each process will bring you progress. And those are some reasons why being creative is hard. It's hard to generate new ideas. Being perfectionist, there's the online trap and the consistency pressure. Ayun yung ilan sa mga nagpapahirap sa creativity natin. And some personal reasons. Pero what can we do about it? I'll be sharing things din, no, kung paano ko siya ginagawa. Pero these are some things that work for me and some insights from my friends. It might not work for you, but there's no harm in trying. Now, the first thing that you could do is to collaborate. Now, we are a different person and our lives are made up of unique and different experiences. Do you agree? And those experiences can create unique thoughts and creative ideas. Ang sinasabi ko dito is, different people, we see things from different perspectives. We see things from different angle. And it amazes me that we have different views of the same thing. Now, for example, ako, ang belief ko is that all people are creative. That we have different ways to show and execute creativity. But maybe for you or for other people, there are two people, creatives and non-creatives. That's okay. I can get your perspective about it. Diba? Pwede tayo mag-collab or pwede tayo magkwentuhan. Tapos, let me know kung ano yung perspective mo about creative and non-creative. Or do you also believe that all people are creative? Diba? And I love listening to people who have different views na nagpapalitan ng ideas or kahit casual na nag-uusap lang. Kaya gustong-gusto ko rin yung mga ginagawa ko dito sa podcast na nag-i-invite ako ng guest. So, medyo expanding my comfort zone din itong solo episode ko na ako lang yung nagsasalita and may certain topic lang. Pero I'm still learning kasi I still need to research about this topic. Kaya I really like collaborating with fellow creatives. It's a win-win situation. We learn things from each other and yung mga information and learnings na makukuha ko from other people na nakakollaborate ko can be reassembled in many ways. Minsan, we can get some interesting ideas and sometimes there are meaningful ideas that could lead to meaningful results. And one of the things that I've found then is that most of the time, a lot of amazing ideas do not come from inside your head, but from the social interactions you've made. The second thing that you can do is to learn and practice. Very basic tong learn and practice na to. Kasi you can create without knowing about what you are trying to do. You have to expose yourself. Kung gusto mong mag-create, kung gusto mong maging creative, you have to spend time in learning about the things you want to be creative in. So matuto mag-drawing din, practice drawing. So matutong mag-video or mag-vlog, then practice vlogging. Look for what others have done before and learn the fundamentals. Very important yung fundamentals kasi yan yung mga basic eh. Yan yung mga unang dapat pag-aralan. Matagal ko nang gustong matuto ng digital drawing and nung sinisimulan ko siya, when I started learning about it, I immediately apply kung ano yung mga natutunan ko. Kaya minsan, pag gumagawa ko ng mga vlogs, digital drawing, may mga elements doon na ginagawan ko ng digital drawing. Kumbaga parang kinoconnect ko yung pag-create ko ng vlogs sa pag-drawing. Ay, hindi ako talaga marunong mag-drawing. Nagka-practice lang ako ng digital drawing. Yan. And I practice. Until now, I'm practicing and learning more about it. May kasabihan nga na education without application is just entertainment. Kung puro seminary ka lang or seminarista, di ba? Ayun yung tawag sa atin na seminarista. Atin lang ng atin ng seminar pero walang execution. Di ba? Sayang lang kung hindi mo naman i-execute yung mga natutunan mo. Lalo na kung gustong-gusto mo talaga siyang gawin. You have to practice at first or continuously practice. Because creativity takes a lot of time and hard work. And habang ginagawa mo yan, magkakaroon ka ng mga aha moments. And yung mga aha moments na yun, lumalabas lang yan pag meron kang ginagawa. Third thing na pwede mong gawin is to know what you value and serve your audience. Ito yung sinasabi ko kanina na about being selfish and being selfless when creating. Because creativity can serve you or it can also serve your audience or other people. Pag sa mga taong gumagawa lang ng mga creativity or ng mga ideas sa sarili nila, they just want to share their expression na okay lang kahit konti or wala silang audience, they just want to create. Pero may mga creatives din naman na who wants to serve other people by sharing their work and para mag-benefit din yung other people because of the values that they are giving, hindi lang basta sa makapakita nila yung ginagawa nila. Now, this is a great perspective for me, no? Kasi we have to know kung kailan tayo creative. In the standpoint of you and your audience, are you most creative pag gumagawa ka para sa sarili mo? Or you're also thinking of the people who might see your work? Different motivations, pero parehong tama. Parehong okay lang. You can also find the sweet spot between them. Kung ayaw mo mamili, no? Kung gusto mo gumawa para sa sarili mo and at the same time gusto mo rin gumawa for other people, then you have to find the sweet spot. Sweet spot between what you value and things that gives value to others. You can serve both yourself and your audience by doing what you love. Again, it's a win-win. Then the last one is to have a creative bank account. Nakita ko to from a fellow YouTuber and also a great artist and a creative. Hindi ko siya personal na kaibigan pero I came across his video. Ang pangalan niya si Cash, no? And in one of his videos, he talked about this creative bank account. So isipin niyo na para tong vault for creativity na nag-i-exist sa mind niyo. So lahat tayo meron tayong mga vault. So di ba pag may vault ka or sa mga bangko, you can access it Pwede kang maglagay ng mga bagay. Pwede ka rin mag-alis ng mga bagay dyan. It's like a storage space for your ideas and it works like a bank account. Makakapag-withdraw ka lang if you make a deposit. Parang bangko. Parang bangko yung mga creativity natin. Now, how do you deposit sa creative bank account? You do it by consuming things. Mga bagay na gusto mo. Saan mo makikita yung mga yan? Maybe sa books, kung nagbabasa ka ng books, sa mga movies, even dito sa podcast, sa mga experiences mo, or you can also surround yourself with the works of people who inspires you, and collaborations or some social interactions. That's how you fill your bank account. Ayun yung mga kailangan mo na mga input para magkaroon ng laman yung creative bank account mo. You need to deposit before you withdraw. You need to input to create an output. Kung walang input, wala ring output. That's how we generate new ideas. Ito yung problem natin, di ba? Na sinabi ko na ang hirap mag-generate ng panibagong ideas. Pero when you consume informations and ideas from different sources or from different people, nagkakaroon ka ng input. Then pag nagkaroon ka ng input, posibleng magkaroon ka ng output. Malaking bagay yan. And minsan, di ba, when we deposit sa bank account natin, nagkakaroon ng interest. So same thing with our creative bank account. It generates a new idea for our creative bank account. Marami tayong naipon na mga inputs. Pag nagpagsama-sama natin yan, makakapag-create ng panibagong idea. Then yung panibagong idea na yon, pagsamahin mo ulit ng mga ibang ideas, makakabuo na naman ng panibagong ideas. Interest. Di ba? Pero make sure that you only input the things that you think will benefit your creativity. When you consume ideas, be intentional. Hindi lang yung basta consume ka lang ng consume. You have to be intentional na ito ba yung gusto mo? Ito ba yung mga gusto mong pag-aralan? Kasi baka kung hindi, it would be an entertainment purpose for you. Kasi hindi mo naman siya i-apply, kasi hindi mo naman siya gustong gawin. So yun, yung mga things na ginagawa ko to fight yung hirap ng creativity. I do collaboration. So, hindi lang naman ibig sabihin na collaborate, gagawa kayo ng video or gagawa kayo ng content. Kahit mag-usap lang kayo, magkwentuhan lang kayo about a certain or specific topics, then you learn from each other. Be open-minded lang rin, syempre, when you collaborate with other people. Kasi may chance talaga na magkaiba kayo ng perspective. Then, learn and practice. Very important, very basic, pero kailangang pag-aralan. Now, when you learn, you also practice. Know what you value and serve your audience. It's okay to be selfish. It's okay to be selfless. And it's okay to serve both. Then yung creative bank account, na pag wala kang input, wala ka ring output. Itong mga bagay na to, this helps me na maging easy yung pagiging creative. Also, para sa'yo, di ba? Make it easy for you to be creative by doing these things. Wala namang masama. It might work for me, pero wala namang masama kung susubukan mo rin siya. Pag nasubukan mo na yan, you can also find your way kung paano ka mas magiging creative or paano mas magiging madali sa iyo yung pagiging creative. It will still be hard as it will take a lot of time and hard work. Pero practice lang ng practice. Magiging madali lang rin sa iyo yan. Kasi once you get the momentum, it will be easier. And wag ka mag-aala. Hindi ka naman nag-iisa dyan. Until now, mahirap pa rin sa akin yung creativity. Pero paulit-ulit ko lang ginagawa tong mga to. Bumabalik at bumabalik yung pagiging creative ko and nasusustain ko yun. And maybe for other listeners, no, ganun din yung na-experience nyo. I don't know, pero siguro if you have some time din na makapag-share sa comment the things na ginagawa mo kung paano ka maging creative or ano yung mga reasons mo kung bakit hard for you yung pagiging creative. I want to know your answers about it and hopefully makapagsagot ka dito. And that's it for this episode. I hope that you've learned something dito sa ating special episode sa ating season ender. And also let me know ano yung mga topics na gusto nyong ma-tackle natin dito. And kung may mga kakilala kayo na gusto mong ma-guest, let's try and invite them. So, Creative Incubator will be on a rest. Papahinga muna tayo. Pero hindi magtatagal. Creative Incubator will be back. for now, you can listen sa mga previous episodes natin. Napakagagandang mga topics and napakagagaling na mga guest yung na-invite natin sa mga previous episodes natin. You can binge listen sa Apple Podcast, sa Google Podcast, and of course, sa Spotify. And you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram para sa mga future updates dahil na pag nagbalik na ulit ang Creative Incubator. So that's a great way to end yung episode. Hope to see you soon, guys, and to talk to you more. Thank you for tuning in, and if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on other major platforms. This is Creative Incubator, a safe space for you to hatch and unleash your creativity. See you on the next episode.